Of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and for his praise and glory. Let's open to the Old Testament, to Kings, 1 Kings chapter 13. 1 Kings chapter 13. I'd like to read several verses. And behold, there came a man of God out of Judah by the word of the Lord unto Bethel. And Jeroboam stood by the altar to burn incense. And he cried against the altar in the word of the Lord and said, O altar, altar, thus saith the Lord, behold, a child shall be born unto the house of David, Josiah by name. And upon thee shall he offer the priests of the high places that burn incense upon thee, and the man's bones shall be burnt upon thee. And he gave a sign the same day, saying, This is the sign which the Lord hath spoken. Behold, the altar shall be rent, and the ashes that are upon it shall be poured out. And it came to pass, when King Jeroboam heard the saying of the man of God, which had cried against the altar of Bethel, that he put forth his hand from the altar, saying, Lay hold on him. And his hand, which he put forth against him, dried up, so that he could not pull it in again to him. The altar also was rent, and the ashes poured out from the altar, according to the sign which the man of God hath given by the word of the Lord. And the king answered and said unto the man of God, Entreat now the face of the Lord thy God, and pray for me, that my hand may be restored me again. And the man of God besought the Lord, and the king's hand was restored him again, and became as it was before. And the king said unto the man of God, Come home with me, and refresh thyself, and I will give thee a reward. And the man of God said unto the king, If thou wilt give me half thy house, I will not go in with thee, neither will I eat bread nor drink water in this place. For so was it charged by me by the word of the Lord, saying, Eat no bread, nor drink water, nor turn again by the same way that thou camest. For he went another way, and returned not by the way that he came to Bethel. Now there dwelt an old prophet in Bethel, and his sons came and told him all the works that the man of God had done that day in Bethel, the words which he had spoken unto the king. Them they told also to their father. And their father said unto them, What way went he? For his sons had seen what way the man of God went, which came from Judah. And he said unto his sons, Saddle me the ass. For they saddled him the ass, and he rode thereon, and went after the man of God, and found him sitting under an oak. And he said unto him, Art thou the man of God that camest from Judah? And he said, I am. Then he said unto him, Come home and eat. Come home with me and eat bread. And he said, I may not return with thee, nor go in with thee. Neither will I eat bread nor drink water with thee in this place. For it was said unto me by the word of the Lord, Thou shalt eat no bread nor drink water there, nor turn again to go by the way thou camest. And he said unto him, I am a prophet also, as thou art. And an angel spake unto me by the word of the Lord, saying, Bring him back with thee into thy house, that he may eat bread and drink water. But he lied unto him. So he went back with him and did eat bread in his house and drank water. And it came to pass, as they sat at the table, that the word of the Lord came unto the prophet that brought him back. And he cried unto the man of God that came from Judah, saying, Thus saith the Lord, Forasmuch as thou hast disobeyed the mouth of the Lord and hast not kept the commandment which the Lord thy God command thee, but camest back and hast eaten bread and drunk water in this place, of which the Lord did say to thee, eat no bread and drink no water, thy carcass shall not come unto the sepulchres of thy fathers. And it came to pass, after he had eaten bread, and after he had drunk, that he saddled for him the ass, to wit the prophet whom he had brought back. And when he had gone, a lion met him by the way, and slew him. And his carcass was cast in the way, and the ass stood by it, and the lion also stood by the carcass. Thus was the reading. Let us bow before our Lord in prayer.
Our Father, God in heaven, as we bow before thee in this evening, we are thankful, dear God, to be here. We are thankful that the tasks of this day have been completed, and now we find ourselves in thy house. Truly, dear God, this is the most important task of our day. And Father, may we never look at gathering together as a chore or something that we must do, but help us, Father, that we would look at and think about gathering together and that we would desire it, that we would desire to be together and open thy living word and to hear the truths that thou art ready and waiting to give unto us each and every time we gather. Father, we know that thou and thy holiness does speak to us through thy word. And Father, we look forward in this evening to hearing what it is that thou dost have planned for us to take away. Father, we trust and believe that if we all come with a hunger and a thirst for thy righteousness and thy ways, that we will be filled. And that is because we have opened thy word. Truly, Father, if we were just simply to read the word together and not even expound upon it, we know, Father, that we would all go home having received a blessing. For thy word is able to speak to us individually and also collectively. Father, we thank thee for the power of thy living word. We thank thee that thou hast preserved thy word throughout the ages, and that we can open it together in this evening and even open it in our homes when we are in solitude. We have these times, Father. We do not know how long these times will last. Maybe there will come a time in our lives when gathering together will not be quite as easy. But Father, whatever thy will is, we just pray that thou wouldst help us to be found faithful, to be found in obedience, loving thee and loving thy ways, and loving each other, Father, which is how others will know that we are thine by the love that we have one for another. Dear God, we have read this sad tale of old that reminds us of the importance of obedience to thy simple commandments. For truly, dear God, thy commandments are simple. There's nothing complicated about thy ways. We at times overcomplicate them ourselves, and we make excuses and justify our own disobedience. But Father, thy ways are simple. Even as we think of the commandments, the commandment given in the Garden of Eden, how simple it was to follow, and yet when Adam and his wife partook of the fruit that they were not to partake of, it reminds us all of our fallen state, of our corruption. And yet, Father, thou hast sent thy Son, thou hast planned this great salvation for us before the world was even formed, that we would have a chance to be with thee forever if we will but have faith in thee, trust in thee, believe in thee, follow thee, and following thee, Father, truly means to crucify this flesh with the affections and lusts thereof. There is no other way, dear God, but to deny this flesh. So, Father, teach us what that means in this evening. Teach us what that means throughout our lives. If there are areas of our lives where we are not crucifying the old man, dear God, we just ask that thou hast revealed that unto us. Again, speak to us through thy word. As we read thy word, may we be pricked, may we be convicted, and may we repent of whatever area it is in our lives that needs repentance, Father. Thou wilt never turn away from us if we come to thee in brokenness and in humbleness and repentance. So, Father, may we not be proud, but may we lay all at thy feet, accepting, Father, that thy ways are best and our ways are are so limited, our understanding is so limited, but Father, thy ways are everlasting ways. Thy ways are perfect and pure and righteous altogether. We cannot even begin to properly describe thy ways and thy holiness, Father. So may we never seek holiness by ourselves, knowing that it will never come. But may we put on Christ and his righteousness, that we would be made into his image and become even as he is. We read in the scriptures the perfect example of thy Son and how we are to live, Father. So call us to that kind of life, that we would never make peace with any shortcomings or sins, but they would repent of everything that is not pleasing in thy sight. So be there with us, Father, in this evening, that we would focus and pay attention to the words that would be spoken. For I know that the devil would love for us to depart from this house of worship this evening, having received nothing, because we have not listened. But Father, help us that we would truly open thy word together and learn from its pages and be instructed into the ways of holiness. All this, dear God, do we pray and ask in the blessed name of Jesus, our risen Lord and Savior. Amen.
Loved ones, brothers and sisters and friends, we make many decisions and many roads in our lives, decisions that have consequences, decisions that have blessings. Sometimes we reason and we figure out the logical way of doing things. Sometimes we're led away by our own lusts. Sometimes we're deceived. And to preface this chapter, we have to understand who this Jeroboam is, why he was here, and what he was doing. And if we could read several chapters before, we read about King Solomon. King Solomon making some unwise decisions, taking up 700 wives and 300 concubines. I'm not sure what the reason was for that, but the Bible does say that these wives turned away his heart from serving the Lord. And he made some bad decisions. He worshiped their gods. The king that cried out to the Lord for wisdom later in his life strayed from the only one and true God to serve gods of this world and burning incense unto them as well. And for this reason, the kingdom was rent. It was ripped away from him. We could read in the 11th chapter of 1 Kings how it was an abomination. Verse number 7, and then did Solomon build a high place for Chemosh, the abomination of Moab, in the hill, and that was before Jerusalem, and Molech, the abomination of the children of Ammon. And he burned incense on there with his wives, and he sacrificed unto other gods. So he strayed away, and for this reason, the Lord took away the kingdom from him, actually his son after him, Rehoboam. And we could read the account there, even in chapter 12, how Rehoboam treated the servants of his father with disdain, saying that his waist would be thicker than his father's finger, and that he would whip them with scorpions, where his father whipped them with whips. And for that, the words that he spoke and the counsel that he took from the young men, his peers, instead of the wise men, God had a plan. Everything happens for a reason. All things happen for a reason. And for this, there was an unnamed prophet that came. Because Jeroboam was scared he was going to lose the kingdom when he just received it. So he said, he counseled together, let's build and make two golden calves. One we'll place in Dan, one in Bethel, because he didn't want to lose the people when they went to worship in Jerusalem. So he built these golden calves to worship there. And this old prophet and this prophet that came unto him was coming to rebuke him. Because it was said that the Lord would have blessed Jeroboam, just like the house of David, if he would have served him. But the choice that he made was to serve himself, to serve these other gods, the two golden calves, saying that they brought him out of Egypt. And in this chapter, we read about a man of God, unnamed, came to rebuke Jeroboam. And he stood before the altar and he said, upon this altar will be burned the bones of the priests that are offering incense unto it, and it shall be rent. And Jeroboam didn't like to hear this. And he said, seize him, grab that prophet. And when he did that, the Lord, God, stiffened his hand where the king could not retract it back. And this man of God obviously had God's word with him, and God was listening to him. And I believe with my heart that the Lord sends us people into our lives, even the word, even songs that we sing, even dreams that we dream, even words that we read, to help guide us back unto himself. And this prophet was to correct this king of Israel, which was over the 10 tribes of Israel, to bring him back. But the king would not have it. But when his arm was stiffened, he said, entreat the Lord God that my arm would be restored unto me again, my hand be restored unto me again. And it did. It happened that way. And this prophet was given a commandment from the Lord to not eat, to not stay in this place, to not eat or drink in this place. He was given that commandment. And we are given commandments of the Lord. When we profess to live and to love the Lord, live for the Lord and love the Lord, we grow closer to the Lord and we make promises to the Lord that we desire to keep, that we'd be faithful, that we would help others, that we would give to those that are in need, that we'd be sacrificing ourselves for others. We make promises to follow the Lord. Do we keep those promises? And this prophet knew what God said. Don't eat, don't drink in this place. Speak against this altar and against Jeroboam. And leave this place without taking anything. But there dwelt in this town of Bethel an old prophet. And this prophet came to speak unto him. And the prophet said unto him, come with me and eat and drink. And the prophet said that rebuked Jeroboam, said, no, I can't do this. And it's very interesting to see that this prophet, this old prophet, when he said, I'm a prophet also as thou art. And an angel spake unto me by the word of the Lord, saying, bring him back with thee unto thy house, and he may eat bread and drink water. But he lied. Prophets that lie are not prophets. A lie is from the devil, the father of lies, the one that cannot speak truth. This old prophet lied to this young prophet to deceive him. Who would do that? Why would he do that? If he was a man of God, he would not do that. But he deceived him. And I believe for us today, we could take a message from this that we ought to walk faithfully before the Lord. We know that we have promises from the Lord. And we can make the choices to follow the Lord. But we need to be aware that we're in this flesh and there is evil around us. And Satan desires to pull us back. And that he desires to deceive us. And that deception could happen in any point of our lives. And a beautiful hymn in Zion's Harp, 172, verse number 3, we need to be on guard. O faithful be, if guard we are not keeping, all is in vain, the foe is never sleeping. We need to finish strong. When we serve the Lord, we don't serve him for a couple years and then do our own thing, fall away. No, we need to serve him all the way to the end. Everything will be in vain if we don't. And life is not worth living if we're half-hearted in it. So this old prophet lied. 1 Peter chapter 5 speaks about being sober, being vigilant, for the adversary, the devil, is as a roaring lion, and he walks about seeking to devour us. And this is what happened to this young prophet. He was devoured. He was faithful to the Lord when he started off. But imagine this, in a land that he had to walk many miles, many days perhaps, no food or water, he was tempted, even by the king, and he held fast. He said, not even if you give me half of your possessions, I won't do this, I won't eat and drink. But he was deceived by this old prophet when he said, I'm a man of God just like you are. And an angel told me. What angel? Who's like an angel? Isn't Satan just like an angel of light? Wasn't he an angel of light? And he's there to deceive us. He doesn't have our best interest in mind. He doesn't care about us. All he wants to do is hurt God, take us all to hell where he's going. So we need to stay vigilant. We need to watch and pray. We need to search the scriptures to make sure that what we're hearing from people around us, that is true, or is it not true? And we shouldn't change based off of what we hear or our feelings. We need to hold true to the word of God. Take heed that ye be not deceived, for many will come in my name, saying, I am Christ. And the time draweth near. Go ye not therefore after them. There are many Christs that are called in this world. Even those that say we should live for ourselves, that we deserve a life of prosperity. That's like our own Christ if we're following our own selves. But we need to follow the Lord and to stay faithful unto him. And this lion that devoured his carcass, or devoured and ripped up this prophet, is just like Satan. He wants to kill us. He wants to destroy us. He wants to pull us down, make us feel depressed, anxious, make us feel worthless, make us feel that we don't have hope. And if we stand on guard, God will help us. And if we pray to the Lord, he will strengthen us. And never lose courage. Just be on guard. In Revelations speaks about lies in the last chapter, that those that love and maketh a lie will not be there. So if this prophet was really a prophet of God, this old man, this old prophet, why did he lie? Why did he bring him down? The Lord is true and the Lord is to be blessed. And he will give us the wisdom and the strength to make the right decisions. Not like Solomon, which followed his own lusts. Not like Jeroboam, who was fearful and desired to serve the golden calves because he thought he would lose the people to another, to the other, Rehoboam, king of Judah. Not like this old prophet that led the young prophet astray. But the Lord is faithful and true, and he will make an end of all things, and we will be judged accordingly. And I pray that we would make the right decisions in life, that we, if we desire to serve the Lord in truth, and even if we stumble, that we would come before him in prayer and humbleness and ask for strength and ask for forgiveness, that we wouldn't be judged according to our works, but that God will give us time to make right the wrong and to stay true unto him. May God bless his word on our hearts. Amen.